Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
We certainly do talk about songs. We are talking still about Record of the Year Grammy-winning songs. I am your co-host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am here with Mark Blankenship, and all I want to do is have a beautiful day in the round of 32. Hi, Mark.
I hope you won't think I'm a bad guy if I say hello.
I will always love you. Here's a kiss from a rose on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Okay, we're going to stop with that. Probably for a little while.
Although maybe we're not going to stop because this is America.
And that's where Sonny came home to. Mark, do you want to brief the listeners on where we are in the Record of the Year showdown process?
Yes, this is part two of the round of 32, meaning the songs that won the Grammy for Record of the Year from 1991 all the way through to 2022 are now being condensed into this group of 16, out of which we will choose 8 that will move on to the Sweet 16. Now, here's how that's going to work. We are going to be talking about these songs in alphabetical order by title, and we are going to do a very simple decision. Do we think that they should move on, or should they not? Any of the songs that I put in my top 8 will receive 2 points from me. The same goes for songs that Sarah puts in her top 8, and the same goes for songs that the Patreon patrons put in their top 8. If a song does get into the top 8, it does get 2 points. The maximum number of points that a song can get is 6, because if it doesn't get in the top 8, it gets 0 points. Now, if you are listening to this and you think, well, I want to vote, we would love that. You can join us at patreon.com/mastis to let your voice be heard. There are many rounds left, many votes left to cast. Shortly after you hear this episode, in fact, you will be able to vote in the Sweet 16, so don't miss your chance to do that. Also, if you become a patron, you can participate in other fun activities like our Discord channel, our regularly scheduled live happy hours, and our drops of bonus episodes and our early drops of main episodes. So we would love to have you come join the party. Sarah, I would love to kick us off, if I may, with a little clip from Sheryl Crow's All I Want to Do, which is alphabetically first this week.
All I Want to Do is play that clip for you. Here it is. Glad I got to hear that again.
Yeah, like I did. This song is my number 12. It did not make it through to my top 8, but I find this song so sunny and delightful. Mm-hmm. And it's just it doesn't try very hard, but yeah. it's very good. It's effortless, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It feels effortless. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, its appeal is very simple. I didn't put it through either, as it turns out. I had it in 13th, but this is just one of those brackets where just about everything on this list, I like it fine.
And yes.
But, you know, there's a line after number 8, and Sheryl Crow is not above it this time, alas.
The same is true of the patrons. So we start with a goose egg this week, ladies and germs, and I suspect we're going to have more goose eggs in round 2 than we did in round 1, but I might be wrong. So yes, nobody's moving this along, but I think we can all say, Sheryl Crow, we're glad you're here. And as we're recording this, she was recently nominated to join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be upset if she made it.
No, nor would I. I think that's great.
Now, next, that brings us to just Grammy favorite of late, Billie Eilish, with her song Bad Guy, which you might remember barely made it through mm-hmm. to the round of 32, just squeaked in. I didn't put it in my top 8 this time either.
No, I didn't either. It was number 11. I like this song and I understand why the Grammys think they like this song, but it's like, that's not enough in this bracket. And you know, good for Billie Eilish, but we had a feeling this was going to happen, that we were going to put it through and it was going to be cannon fodder in the next round. And I suspect that that's what happened. What did the listeners do?
Well, just like you and me, they did not give it any points. It was number 13 for me. So that's a Zippo Zilcho for Billie Eilish, but she's young. Mm. She'll have many, many days in which to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious, Sarah, what did you choose to do with Beautiful Day by U2?
I have a feeling that we have reached our first Lonely Cheese moment of this episode, because I put it at number 6. I sort of like slotted it and was like, oh, this will fall out. But then it just didn't. I don't know. I understand that it's doing Coldplay before Coldplay, basically. And also, spoiler, the actual Coldplay song in this bracket, I didn't move through. But Beautiful Day is like whatever else you feel about Bono and U2 and like post Rattle and Hum U2, which is kind of a different conversation from like a original flavor 80s U2. I don't think any of that's wrong. I think I'm probably wrong for liking this song, but I do like it. I enjoy listening to it. When it ends, I sometimes restart it. It's just a well-built song, in my opinion, but I have no one shares it.
Well, I can tell you that Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs listener and patron Dan Jakes does like this song because he told me so himself. Mm. And I don't hate this song. This song is good. And I think that Coldplay comparison is quite apt. Yes, this is one of those lushly melodic rock hits of the aughts that Coldplay also made. That being said, I did not give this song any points. It was number 14 for me, but really, that's still, though I dislike quite a lot of U2's late career output, this is something I actually would listen to.
Right.
And not be mad. The patrons also did not give this any points. So you were right. You are the Beautiful Cheese Shunakesa. Oh, I actually went to high school with a pair of sisters whose last name was Shunakese, which means beautiful cheese in German. It would be pronounced Shunakesa. So Sarah Shunakese or Shunakesa. Yeah. Sarah Beautiful Cheese was her name. Was her name. It was really her name. And yeah. She was really nice. And I don't remember her sister's name. But Beautiful Day is Shunakesa at this point for you.
And at least it got some points. It's, you know, we're already on song number 3 and there was a distinct lack of pointage.
That's right. Well, perhaps things will turn around when we get to Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. And look, we've gotten there right now. I put this song at number 4 for my overall ranking, and the patrons also gave it points. There's just, to me, nothing much you can do to beat a good rock power ballad, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams is that. I have recently, in the course of preparing for this season and doing the work on various episodes, re-listened to many, many Green Day songs, and damn, I really like this band a lot. Like, when I was in 9th grade and the Dookie album was just breaking through and Longview and Basket Case were out, I just didn't like this music, and I was wrong at the time. I really have grown to be quite the Green Day fan, and this song is one of the reasons why. Easy, easy choice for me.
Yeah, same here. So the first perfect six of this round, and my number one overall. Early Green Day was, I think, off-putting by design, but the intelligence of the construction and the sort of emotional intelligence of the songwriting that sometimes made it like hard to listen to, but in a way that you were curious about why you were having that reaction. And sometimes it was just as simple as like the mix on this guitar is like makes me hurt. Like it hurts my ears. But other times it was something else. And there is just an ear for narrative both in and between their songs that I've always found just really, like, even when it's not inviting, even when it's like taunting a little bit. And Boulevard of Broken Dreams and the whole album that it's from is, you know, exhibits A through M of that. And so, yeah, I think that this is going to go very far for me, but we'll see what happens in future rounds.
But yes, you're right. It is a straight six. And I just also want to say, if you don't know the songs Minority and Know Your Enemy, listeners, by Green Day, go check them out. They're both so good and I cannot get enough of them.
Yeah. And earlier stuff is worth a re-listen if it was something that kind of repelled you back in the 90s. But like Welcome to Paradise is like it's doing a lot of things. And even if listening to it at first, you're like, I'm not interested in those things, you may actually be. So give it another spin.
Very true. All right. Now, we do have the actual Coldplay up next. And I did pull a clip of this song because I suspected it would be our last chance to listen to one. Sarah, as we have already heard, did not move forward with the actual Coldplay. And the listeners did not either. But I did. I'll be the cheesy clock all by myself. But I think this song is good. Here's a clip of Clocks by Coldplay. Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come out of things unsaid.
Yeah,
I think this song is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, I like it. I just wish it had been something else off this album. It's just not even in my top five Coldplay songs, to tell you the truth. And I know it's easy to make fun of Yellow, and I've done it myself, but I can also sing every word and all the parts. So this was 14 for me. But again, this is one of those brackets where it's like, I don't hate anything on here. I mean, okay, there's one song that I like dislike, but we'll get to it.
We'll get there. Yeah, and I realize that it's like popular to bag on Coldplay because Chris Martin can be publicly kind of insufferable.
Yes, but I'm sure.
And at the Grammys this year, he was wearing an outfit that, as one person on Twitter said, made him look like his name was Ryder, R-Y-D-Y-R, and he went to a preschool that cost $40,000 a year.
Well, look at who he consciously coupled and then uncoupled with. Like, yeah. This is what you're dealing with. So,
but at the same time, he's got a real knack for a catchy melody, and there are easily a dozen Coldplay songs that I like. So, you know what? I don't have to hang out with the dude, but I can put Paradise on and be happy about it.
Sure.
Now, I also pulled a clip of our next song, which is Hello by Adele. And I feel that I want to correct the record somewhat from the last time I talked about this song. I actually really like this song, and I think I made it sound like I hate it, and I don't. I actually really like it. No one has brought this up to me. I've just been, you know, having frank conversations with myself.
Feel like you were clear that it was sort of like a hinge point of when, yes, Adele stopped being the best Adele for you.
That's correct. Yes. This is the last Adele song that I was like, oh, yeah, great. And you're right. Then we tipped over into the album 30, which I think is so horrible. But fortunately, Easy on Me did not win Record of the Year in the most recent Grammy. So we don't have to talk about that shit at the end of this season. And I do mean shit. I really don't like that song. Anyway, Hello, though. I will say it's in 10th place for me here. But I do like it, and I can remember exactly where I was the first time I heard it, because I was getting ready to go record my one appearance on Jeopardy the day that it was released.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time.
I'm sure I did. Sorry. Who's a grandpa now? Have I mentioned the time that your Aunt Doreen punched me in the face? Yes, Grandpa. She had a ring on. Bobby Wilkins' class ring. All I said is I thought she looked fat in those pants. Anyway, here's a clip from Hello.
The difference between us and a million miles.
Well, here's my cheese. Here's my 25 little cheeses in an overcoat. Ranking this number two.
Holding a flip phone.
Yeah. I mean, this song just gets me. It just like grabs me by the nipple every time. And yeah, so 2 points. But I think this is the last we're going to hear from this version of Adele in this season.
It's like this song pierces your nipple just so it can then rip the ring out.
Yeah, kind of. And that's what she's going for, and I respect that.
Yeah, you're right. You are the cheese standing alone. No points from the patrons either. But you know what? Adele, still, good on you. Good song. Now, Sarah, I shocked myself when I did not put I Will Always Love You in my top eight. I assumed going in that I would, but the more I just sat with it, I realized, no, this is a fantastic song. I have listened to it a bajillion times. I always will enjoy it, but I just put it at number nine because my gut told me that's what I had to do. The patrons did put it in their top eight, so it is going to get 2 points from them. We have a clip, but we can listen to it before or after you reveal where it placed for you.
I feel like this is the least necessary clip, and then we should just clip it for every single episode we ever do after this. But it's
just
like,
in case,
welcome
just
to
in
the Mark and Sarah season about songs with names in the title. You is not a name, but here's a clip. Anyway, let's hear what clip you picked.
I wish you love.
Oh, same clip I picked. Brilliant.
I couldn't help myself. I knew, it was unnecessary, but I just did it anyway.
It's so, yeah, it's not necessary, but maybe it is.
It's Mark and Sarah talk about whale songs, but also here's a clip from I Will Always Love You.
Tube and throat singing inspired by Whitney Houston. Boom. And I mean, it's like, it's irresistible. I did put it through. I wasn't sure what was going to happen when we were like, everything's in alphabetical order, and I'm like, all right, well, we'll see. But it hung on at number five for me.
Well, the patrons also put it through. So that's looking good for Whitney to make it to the Sweet 16, because that's 4 points for her. Now, in case you're paying attention, yes, we are about to have our fourth clip in a row, but I don't care. I really wanted to hear a clip from Kiss from a Rose by Seal because I suspect I am the only one who voted for it. And I have just decided. So this song was number seven for me. And I just realized, like, nothing sounds like this song. And that's the reason that I wanted to put it through. It is sui generis in terms of its vocal production, its lyrical strangeness. There's just a wind-swept melodrama to it that I like. So nothing from the patrons, but 2 points from me. But Sarah, before we get to your response, let's hear a little clip from Seal Henry Samuel.
Eyes become alive and the light that you shine can't be seen.
I put it at number seven also. So
yes.
Yeah. I mean, any excuse to talk about how Val Kilmer's Batman is not given enough credit. Just kidding. I actually really like the song. I like Crazy a little better, but I really like Crazy. Like, I had the extended single that had like,
ooh,
four different versions on it, including a like very ill-advised 808 state remix that was like crazy, like, oh my god, it was terrible. I'm not even sure it was Seal singing. It's just this really booty version of the song that I still loved and would blast in
okay
my Honda
now Accord. We have to have an important sidebar. I thought that the song Let It Go from Frozen was the only top 10 hit that uses the word fractal, but I did not realize, because it's hard to hear all the words in Crazy, that Crazy uses fractal as well. And I learned this at karaoke, and I was delighted to realize that Seal got to fractal first.
Aww.
I also had the cassette single of this song, although I just had the regular cassette single, not the one with like all of the love dubs or whatever.
Not the booty one that I bought out of the back of someone's car in a diner parking lot, probably.
But I'm delighted that we both agreed. So that's 4 points for Seal. Now, Sarah, I think I might know how you feel about Not Ready to Make Nice, but curious.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. I'm ready to make nice about other people's feelings about this song, which I think are legitimate and a pleasure for me to behold, even though I do not share them. As I said the last time we talked about this, I get it. It's just not for me. And I do think the vocal is really amazing and doesn't, like, in the conversation about this song, the actual performance perhaps is not lifted up as much as the whole like background and context of it. Mm-hmm. But I still don't care for it. And it was last for me, but I don't think it matters this time.
Whoa. Interesting. 16th. Mm-hmm. So this is the one that you were referring to earlier when you were like, there's one song on this countdown that I don't really like.
Yeah. And I don't hate it. I just don't really, I don't care for it. It's not for me.
Huh. Well, fair enough. We did a whole episode just about this song many years ago. We talked about it last time. If you're just joining us, I love this song. I love the Dixie Chicks, or the Chicks. I may never, ever get that right. Sorry. I'll always do my best and we'll probably fail every time. Anyway, I think that the performance is exquisite. The political sentiment of the song is exquisite. It's a true act of rebellion in pop music form. It is number 2 for me overall. So, you know, interesting. But I love our differences as much as I love our similarities, Sarah.
What the listeners do?
They also gave it 2 points. They moved it through.
Okay.
So that's 3 4s in a row with Whitney, Seal, and the Chicks.
This is gonna get weird.
It's some crazy shit's gonna happen when we have to figure out who's moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were your thoughts on A Rehab by Amy Winehouse?
This was one of those that, like, it showed a lot better with its competition in the previous round. And here it just sort of, like, dropped like a rock. But not because it's bad and not because I dislike it. It just wasn't as good as 14 other things. So it's 15th for me in this set. This could have ranked higher if I'd been thinking about it on a different day, but not high enough. It's just not, this here again is one where it's like, this song, like and you can't separate the content from the content of her narrative arc as a human being,
right.
Which came to an end. So I just wasn't connecting with it enough in this group. So I didn't put it through.
I feel the same. It is a good enough song. I do like it, but mm-hmm. It can't stack up next to some of the actual stone classics we've got on this list. So
yep.
I agree with you. However, the patrons did put it through. So it's 2 points from them for Rehab.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. So now we return to Adele, Rolling in the Deep. And for me, whereas I only put Hello at number 10, Rolling in the Deep was actually number 3. For me, overall, it was an easy pass through to the next round. I just think this song is spectacular.
I agree that it's a wonderful song, but it was only number 9 for me.
Whoa!
Yeah, like I just think Hello is, I'm not sure it's a better song, but it's the one that I connect with. But it was also like in the back of your mind is always kind of like, well, it's Adele. So something is going to happen with one of these songs. And it's like, I don't have to agonize too much that it was like, she really was right on the hem. It was number 9. But,
and she, she did make it through with the patrons as well. So you were correct in your assessment of which Adele song would land in which place. That is 4 points for Adele and Rolling in the Deep.
We still have only 1-6.
Yep.
It was what a time to be alive.
Time ago. A long, long time ago, I can still remember when Boulevard of Broken Dreams used to make me smile.
Yeah. I have a feeling that we're about to turn to the wonderful land of goose eggs, though. Am I right about that?
There's a reason I pulled a clip for Smooth, and it's in a way so that
it's
can
because
burn it.
You hate us. Just kidding.
It's because I can finally burn it from the record. This is my number 16. I can never recover from how many times I was forced to hear this song. It is a permanent no for me. Just a no. Like when I was a right in the start of my relationship with Andrew, I was afraid of dogs. I have since gotten over that. I love dogs now. But we were at a friend of his. We were visiting a friend of his, and she let into the room these two fucking giant mastiff dogs. And I was sitting in a chair. So when these two dogs came lumbering over to investigate me, they were at my eye level. And I went white as a sheet and just started going, no, 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 no. And then they were led from the room. That is how I feel every time Smooth comes on. Yet I did choose a clip for it here. So pardon me while I shake like a leaf in the background during the following 30 seconds.
Look, I get it. His pronunciations are annoying. This song was everywhere. I should hate it. I don't. I didn't put it through, but it was number 10.
So a fair showing.
Mm-hmm. And now we are all free of it.
That's correct, because also the listeners gave it 0 points as well. And a fare thee well to you, Santana, featuring Rob Thomas.
More like Pooth, am I right?
Hey! Our next song also is a featuring. It's Gautier featuring Kimbra. Since we last talked about this song, I got back on the Gautier train and listened to all of his album, Making Mirrors. And I had forgotten how much I liked some of the other songs from this album. It's really a very good album. So if you haven't ever heard it, do check out the song Save Me and the song I Feel Better. They're just really, really good. And they sound nothing like each other, and they sound nothing like somebody that I used to know, because nothing sounds like somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, it's true. And it really is, again, I would like to note, a fucking miracle that the, you know, hashtag broken clock Grammys were like, oh yeah, that one, like, I don't know how that happened and I don't care. This was my number 3 overall. This was not a problem for me to wave through. Love it, and didn't have to listen to it again, but did like 3 times because it's a fucking great song.
It sure as hell is, and the patrons agreed. So this is it's a second straight 6, and this was my number 1 overall, by the way. I love it. So yeah, easy choice for me there. Another easy choice for me, I put Sunny Came Home in 5th place, and I have really exhausted everything I have to say about it at this time, considering that the Lilith Fair season was so recent and we talked about it before. But again, love Sunny Came Home, Sean Colvin, FTW, patrons agreed, 2 points from them as well. What do you think, Sarah?
There was like a between 7 and 11 on my list. Sometimes there were some real dark moments of the soul. But this one ended up being number 8, just over the line. I really do like the song. I'm not sure how much more staying power it has in this, but I don't know. Sometimes the Patreons do things that I don't understand or condone.
I agree with
this
you.
Is fine.
Once we get to the Sweet 16 and it goes up against all of the songs that have made it from this group and the other group, I'm like, I don't know. But I'm happy that this song is clearly going to make it to the Sweet 16 because it is a straight 6 for Sonny Came Home.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we come to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, with This Is America. And Sarah, I just don't like this song. I don't think it works as a song. I think it only works as a music video that happens to have some sounds attached. So it was 15th for me, because at least it's not smooth.
Yeah, fair. I had it in 12th. I think that your point about its ability to survive off the ventilator of the video is well taken and accurate. I do think that as a song, it is trying sort of in the same style as Green Day does, that I was saying before, that it's like sometimes the ways in which it's difficult are advised and not like it's not ineptitude. It's like a designed off-putting-osity.
Totally. You're very right about that.
But it's still off-putting. And, you know, as really, really all-time Hall of Fame good as Donald Glover is at creating a narrative that is going to be a little bit challenging at times, like this, like aurally, this is hard to connect with, and I think you just have to like vote on that basis. And I did. Like, I like it more than you, but I don't like it enough to pass it through. What did the listeners do?
Well, that was a no from them as well. So, Childish Gambino, congratulations on making it through to the round of 32, but the journey ends here.
Yeah. I mean, if the Teddy Perkins episode of Atlanta had won a Grammy, this would be a different story.
We would be moving it through with ease. That's
yes,
true.
That's not what we're doing here.
Well, I think if anyone at home is keeping score, you'll know that we have a straight six for our final song, mm-hmm. Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. And I think we'll see why when we play this clip.
Cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Oh, it's just so good. It's so fun. Everyone's invited. I love it. And yet it was still like only my number four overall, but that's easily good enough for this group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little scared about what happens next for the song, but that's okay. Who cares? We'll deal with it next week.
That's tomorrow's problem. This was my number six. I love this song. It's always got a place at my table. And obviously the patrons loved it too. So, Sarah, this means that we have four sixes and four fours. There are no tiebreakers to be had. It's a very clear group moving on to the next round, which is good for us. It makes our job a little bit easier.
Yes. That's not how I thought it was going to go. I thought it was shaping up to be a morass of twos.
Instead of a morass, it was just more ass.
But Smooth didn't go through, so what are you talking about?
No, I just mean like shaking it. What? I don't know. Okay, so here are our top eight songs from this round that will be going on to compete in the Sweet 16. They are Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Kiss from a Rose by Seal, Not Ready to Make Nice by The Chicks, Rolling in the Deep by Adele, Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier featuring Kimbra, Sonny Came Home by Sean Colvin, and Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. A very solid collection of songs, I feel.
Yeah, and not necessarily how I thought that was going to go, given I think this is the most fours we've had.
Oh, this is absolutely the most fours we've had, because to have half of them be this sort of split decision like that, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, but at the same time, also still managed to pull out four sixes. So it seems clear what that next time in the Sweet 16, when eight of the 16 songs got sixes previously, it seems like it might be clear what's going to happen, but I don't think it is. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, but when all the sixes are in the mixes against each other, it's like, whoa, well.
When the sixes are in the mixes, they doing trickses just for kickses.
Like the formerly known as Dixie Chixes. Okay. I'm going to stop with that. Here's what I am going to say. If you are not a Patreon, we would love to have you join us. We would love to have you join our discussions on Patreon and in our Patreon-only Discord. That's patreon.com/mastess. You also get to vote/rank in this season and all the other seasons that require your assistance, which at this point is basically all of them. And just a reminder that now we are going back to the first place song gets 16 points, second place gets 15, so on and so forth, style of ranking. So it is about to get harsh. Like, there are going to be some broken dreams.
On that long boulevard. So wear good shoes.
Yeah. Will we always love some of the songs? I don't know, but I am pretty sure that we are just going to have the same I Will Always Love You clip.
Are we like just required to have that clip now?
Forever. I should just put it on a loop in the background of just like her hitting that, like just belting, like, like just constantly white noise. Sure.
Amazing. Well, until next week, this has been very sweet, and our sweet 16 will be sweeter still.
Mm-hmm.
Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is hosted by Sarah D. Bunting and Mark Blankenship. That's me. And edited by Sarah D. Bunting.
That's me. This podcast is a proud member of the Believe Network. Learn more at BLEAV.com.
And if you want to talk about songs, suggest a season theme, get a pop chart reading or customized playlist, or have a cocktail with us and your fellow listeners, then come on by our Patreon page at patreon.com/mastess, where you'll find polls, happy hours, and tons of extra episodes and content.
We're also at Talk Songs on Twitter, at Mastass Everywhere on Instagram, and mastass.podcast on Facebook. Or just email us, talkaboutsongs@gmail.com. All that contact info will be in our show notes. Scroll down. Hope we'll be talking about songs with you soon.
Thanks for listening.
I could fly. And I love you. Whatever is waiting for me, if this is goodbye, if this is goodbye.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs, talk about songs, talk about songs.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.